A very good evening to you. I'm Laura Trant with the news here in the South. An inquiry has concluded that a special school in Hampshire where several children alleged they'd been raped or sexually assaulted by other pupils failed to protect its vulnerable students. But a serious case review has found other agencies like the police properly handled the allegations at Stanbridge Earls in Romsey. The long-running problems began in January 2013 when a disability tribunal ruled the school had failed to protect a girl known as Miss C. When she claimed she was raped by another pupil, the school wanted to expel her. As the police reviewed their investigation into her complaint, four other pupils came forward with new allegations of abuse, prompting the head teacher to resign. Ofsted, which had previously rated the school as outstanding, carried out three emergency inspections, highlighting safeguarding concerns. That led to the school closing. And following a review, the Crown Prosecution Service decided not to prosecute any of the 10 pupils accused of abuse or two teachers accused of perverting the course of justice. Well, Danny Sinha joins me in a studio now. Danny, what does this serious case review tell us?
Well, the report criticised the way that the school handled sexual activity between pupils, but authorities such as the police and the council, they seem to work well, certainly in their efforts to deal with, of course, what were quite complex events in this case. Now, the report says when staff became aware that some children might have been engaged in sexual activity with each other, the school failed to keep parents properly informed or indeed raise safeguarding concerns. It also questions whether Miss C should have been placed at the school at all. Another problem, boys greatly outnumber girls at this school. So 153 boys to 36 girls. And the potential consequences of that were not addressed.
There were a range of different views, a large range of different views about actually what happened to some children at Stanbridge Earls School. What the review concluded was that there were no incidents or events that warranted child protection intervention or indeed led to criminal justice charges.
And what will happen as a result of this?
Well, the school itself is now closed and police investigations have concluded that no charges will be brought. Strong warnings, though, for all schools. Safeguarding must be a high priority when it comes to independent and indeed residential schools. It's also emphasised that sexual activity amongst young people, it'll be difficult to manage. But, of course, schools, they must get a grip when it comes to staff and governors. Interestingly, in this case, though, Hampshire County Council, they had absolutely no powers when it came to dealing with Stanbridge Earls School because it itself was an independent school. We also learnt that over 6,000 hours of police time was spent in investigating events at the school.
Danny, thank you very much. Parents broadly became divided into two camps, those who felt abuse allegations were being ignored and those who felt they'd lost a good school where their children had flourished. At times, the claims and counterclaims became very personal and played out on social media. Steve Humphrey has been examining what parents made of the serious case review.
The family of a young girl known as Child D had an overwhelmingly positive view when she first started at Stanbridge Earls, thinking it would expertly look after her special educational needs and her health issues. For legal reasons, for not disclosing the mother's identity, her words are spoken by an actor.
We were excited. It looked grand. It just looked really nice.
But their trust was shattered when they discovered that Child D had been forced to strip naked.
She was bullied to remove all her clothes by a group of five children.
Child D's mother says there wasn't a strong enough response from the authorities and she's highly critical of the way that Stanbridge Earls handled the matter.
I detest them. I loathe them. They've ruined my daughter's future. They've ruined my daughter's education.
Child D's mother has welcomed today's report, hoping it will spark a debate about making improvements to safeguarding standards. Not all parents were unhappy with the way that Stanbridge Earls was run. One told the BBC there was no culture of abuse and no widespread abuse. Another has blamed a small number of parents for stirring things up.
I never saw abuse. My daughter was comfortable, happy, thrived and is now at Bangor University. It was a beautiful school. The teachers were absolutely phenomenal.
Today's report isn't the end of the Stanbridge Earls furore. Child D's mother is amongst a number taking legal action. Steve Humphrey, BBC South Today.